There's a machshava that I've said in the parsha before, which Rabbi Rucham brings out. But I think I'm going to say it again with a little bit of a different flavor, a little bit of a different mashal to help understand it, which I think makes it even more significant. We find at the end of the parsha that what's probably one of the most unique characteristics of the parsha is the Nesiim, that whereas we have many parts of the Torah where halachas, tilitinim halachas are learned out from an extra vav, an extra some type of a drasha, here the pesukim repeat again and again the exact same thing again and again and again. Instead of choosing the option of chayin, and each navi did the same, just saying that phrase. So Riochim touches on this, Revolver touches on this, and they say there was an akud of a karsatov. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a karsatov to the Nesiim, because also each one of the Nesiim thought of it himself, and they executed upon their thoughts. And also karsatov, each Nasi, the Ramban says, al karsatov, each Nasi was given his own day in the sun, shall we say. Rabbi Rucham, when he says it, he adds a different kinach. He says, imagine a person comes up with a pshat. It's a beautiful pshat, very nice hasbara, really explains a lot of pratim in the sugya, etc. He goes and he opens up a Pnei Yeshua. So there are two different emotions a person can have when he opens up the Pnei Yeshua, and he finds that his word is in the Pnei Yeshua. One is Chasdei Hashem, look at that, Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to think along the same lines as the Pnei Yeshua, with the same God, the God of the Pnei Yeshua, with his Chuvana, the imprimatur of Klal Yisrael through all the generations of how important the Pnei Yeshua was and how much the Pnei Yeshua got it right in the sugya. And I was zeichet to think of the same child as the Pnei Yeshua. That's such a tremendous moment. Baruch Hashem Shekivanti Ladaska Lehu. Or I was hoping to say my Omegan of Pshat and be such a geschmack to say my Pshat as nobody else thought of it. And look at that, the Pnei Yeshua thought of it. And I'm disappointed. Every person knows that Adarabba, without having been able to think through, especially if it's a complicated Pshat, to think the Pshat of the Pnei Yeshua on your own is a tremendous simon of that your thought process is right and you're thinking. Sometimes you wonder if you're saying your own Pshat, which nobody else seemed to say before. Why not? Why didn't anybody else say this until now? Why didn't anybody else tell this Kasha or say this Teretz or make this Sushtel? Right? We should be wondering that question. So let's look at it from the two angles over here. So Nasi A thought of this idea. And Nasi B thought of the exact same idea, to bring Karbonus to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this should represent that. And the matter says each one really represented something else. But the basic idea we have, let's say from Rashi. And each one thought of this idea, this Sushta. So a child comes to a father, a child comes to a mother, he went outside and he saw something that the mother would like, and he brings it, gives it to the mother. The mother says, oh, that's so nice of you, you really thought of me, I really appreciate it. You're thinking about me, you're thinking good things about me, you know, and you know what I like, and you brought it for me. Half an hour later, a different child is playing outside and found something which the mother likes, the same thing, and says, wow, mommy's going to like this, and runs inside and gives it to the mother. The mother says, listen, you know, I really appreciate it, but your brother brought me the same thing half an hour ago. Most mothers are not going to say that. They say they recognize that there's a tremendous feeling of hakaras hatoyev, that each child has a desire to bring something to the mother. The hagufa that we all came all up with the same idea is a right, it's a good idea, and one does not diminish from the other. The fact that all the Nesiim came up with the same idea means it's a good idea. And a good idea was that, but the Kodesh type of the Father, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says, each one of you are appreciated independently. So I do something, somebody else does something, and I don't see that I'm doing anything which is unique in my Avodah Hashem. I'm davening, I'm learning, and I'm serious, etc. But you know, what am I doing which is unique? It is unique, because it's you expressing your emotions and your feelings. That's unique. The fact that somebody else does the same thing doesn't make it any less unique. Same way a father loves or mother loves, each child for what they do, regardless of what other children are doing, even though other children are doing the exact same thing, it's irrelevant. This child was thought something through and did it nicely, and they deserve yeshakar for that, even as being the exact same thing as somebody else. You don't have to be unique in the sense that you're doing something which is different and etc. You can be unique while being the same as everybody else also. Have a good Shabbos.